Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with Halachot of Sefirat HaOmer. In the last shiur, we mentioned the concept of what happens if a child that until today he's been counting Sefirat HaOmer midin chinuch, like educating him, and then he became bar mitzvah. So we brought down the machloket acharonim, and we didn't really go into all the logics behind them because it's a very complicated chapter. However, though, I did want to mention a big chidush brought down at Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, and that's also the Shita of Rav Nisim Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which is a beautiful novelty, which they basically say that the reason why a child could also continue afterwards is because even if you're going to say that the counting when he was a child is not counted as anything, and therefore now that he's obligated, how could now he continue counting? Nevertheless, he could still continue counting with the bracha midrabbanan also because of chinuch, which means is that the mitzvah of chinuch continues even though he became already bar mitzvah. However, though, he cannot be motzi lechovah somebody else, which has a stronger obligation. However, though, he could still come and he could be motzi everyone else, yedei chova. So that is a very beautiful chidush brought down by Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, Rav Nisim Karelitz, and his Chut Shani, and also Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And that's why I said the consensus of the majority of the poskim is that they're still allowed to continue counting, especially since Rav Ovadia Yosef said that you don't rebuke such a person. If a person forgot to count, which we already said that they do not continue counting with a bracha, and somebody asks them to be motzi otam yedei chova, which means somebody asks them, can you fulfill my obligation and say the bracha for me? So here we get into a machloket. But the Kaf HaChaim though says, and this is how we should also follow, that since you yourself cannot make the bracha because you missed out the day, therefore even though technically from Arevut, the fact that you're an Arev, like you're obligated that he should do the bracha, you would have thought that he is able to come and say the bracha for the second person, because the other person is obligated and with the bracha. Nevertheless, he compares it to the halachot of Megillah. Just like by Megillat Esther, if you have somebody living in Yerushalayim, that in Yerushalayim, since it's a walled city, you only count on the 15th, you only read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, he cannot come and be motzi yedei chova, a person that has to read on the 14th, which means somebody of Bnei Brak or anybody in the diaspora, right, where they count on the 14th, they read on the 14th of Adar, the person that lives in Yerushalayim, which is the 15th, he cannot read the Megillah for the person of the 14th. So the same thing here, since we are not obligated anymore in the bracha because we missed out one day, we cannot count for the other person because we missed it out. Albeit that. And that's exactly how we're supposed to follow, like the Shita of the Kaf HaChaim. Have a beautiful day.